Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very interesting surprise guest coming up in about 8 minutes when we start the second segment, but we've been talking to Diane Van Rensselaer in the last hour about leaving POWs behind and all the cover-ups, all the subterfuges been involved in that. And Diane, I'm sorry I'm holding you over. I know you're busy, but I forgot to ask you about any websites or any places that we should go check out.
Well, the website that I mentioned was to get a copy of Bill Dumas' film, www.missingpresumeddead. There are a number of websites. The National Alliance of Families has a website where people can go for information and updates on what's happening. But unfortunately, this administration is not really following up. The life saving reports are pretty much ignored now, thanks to President Clinton. And the House Resolution 123 is the most important thing that people can do at this point to press for an accounting. But also, we didn't get into the subject about the Vietnamese community here in the Bay Area and what they know about McCain. I have a friend who's very highly placed in the Vietnamese community, and McCain had a very special nurse when he was recovering from his injuries, and the rumor in the community has been for many years that he has a son by Nguyen Than Cam's sister, who is his nurse. And the son allegedly went to school at the University of Colorado. The mainstream press could track down this rumor in a couple of days and let us know if it's true. I don't know if it's true or not, but when the Bush administration, or the Bush campaign people, made allegations about McCain having a adopted black son or daughter and making allegations that the child was actually his, I think that they were poking McCain, letting him know that they know about his illegitimate Vietnamese child, his son. And this is something I wish the mainstream press would go after. Let's find out if it's true or not. I have a feeling that it is true, and I met with another Vietnamese who was involved with the community. We had a big vet-to-vet convention in San Jose. And he told me that McCain actually has two sons by Nguyen Than Cam's sister. So that gives us something even more to go on. Let's track down both of them. I really don't know if this is true, but he did bring General Quang over to California in 1993. And General Quang brought a film crew and made a propaganda film using American veterans in Santa Cruz. I have a copy of it, and it's humiliating. And this was all done with the help of John McCain. The man is being blackmailed into doing this. It's obvious. And if he continues in politics, or if he is indeed the president of the United States, he's so compromised he can be blackmailed into doing anything. And it's a very dangerous situation. I want the press to go after this. I don't care. Mainstream press, anybody, track down this rumor, please. Expose John McCain for what he really is. And he's no good for this country. Let's send him back to Vietnam. They love him there.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for coming on with us. And I look forward to talking to you in the near future, Diane.
I sat down, but I'll never shut up, Alex.
You know, we can't do that. If we think things are bad right now, what would happen if we weren't here, if people like yourself weren't out there exposing what's happening? So Godspeed and take care.
The truth will set us free.
It will, and it is. People are waking up like never before. Take care. Now, folks, when I read this story, I really struggled with, should I have this individual on? And we're going to have them on. And I literally may have to have a vomit bag with me while I do it. But we'll tell you about it when we get back after this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. Stay with us as we delve into evil, as we expose it. We have to show the well-meaning saps out there what they're facing. Stop being naive. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're
sorry. What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's a complex issue. It's like a Rubik's Cube. A lot of different factors involved. We're going to be talking to Joanne Page, I believe the director of the Fortune Society. I'll tell you about that here in just a few minutes. Here's the headline, and this is out of Reuters today. Serial killer art raises free speech debate. An online auction of artwork by a serial killer triggered outrage in Massachusetts on Tuesday, where lawmakers proposed to block criminals from profiting from what they called murderabilia, I guess, or memorabilia, murderabilia, setting off a debate on free speech rights of prisoners. A colored pencil sketch of Jesus Christ kneeling in a desert by Alfred Gaynor, a serial killer serving 4 life sentences for sodomizing and choking to death 4 women, went on sale Tuesday on a website operated by a prisoner advocacy group. It was one of nearly 300 artworks offered for auction through December 18th on the Fortune Society's website. If sold, nearly all proceeds will, from the work entitled A Righteous Man's Reward, will go to Gaynor, the group said. And it says, a protest from the families of Gaynor's victims, can you imagine, about the possibility of a convicted murderer profiting from his criminal celebrity, prompted State Rep. Peter Kawajan, a Democrat, I think I'm pronouncing that right, to submit a new variation of the Son of Sam law in the state legislature. But the legislative proposal triggered its own debate over the prisoner's constitutional right of free speech. And it says Marjorie Hinds, a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University, said freedom of expression extends to prisoners even if it causes emotional distress or offense to the victim's family. And it goes on, the artwork of America's most notorious killers, ranging from pencil drawings by Charles Manson to a painting by executed serial killer John Wayne Gacy, the clown, fetch hefty sums from collectors of murderabilia. And we've taught in society that crime doesn't pay, but here we are allowing crime to pay, and it's sending the wrong message to people, said the former prosecutor. Now, we're going to let you hear the other side of this, but before we go to our guest who's patiently holding, I got to say this right now. You know, this is what they do. You got Nazis out there saying kill all the black people, and so they say, okay, let's ban free speech because the Nazis have it. Well, no, you can't ban their free speech, because then you'll lose your free speech to criticize and protest the Nazis. It's the same thing with this black professor saying kill every white person because we're devil seed. If he tries to act on that or he gets specific about who to kill, then he can get in trouble. But if he's just saying we should wipe him off the face of the earth, well, then you should go arrest people like Paul Harvey, who says black slavery was good and we should nuke all the Arabs and killing Indians was good. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, you know, we've played the clip here. We can play it again if you don't believe us. No, I have a right to decry all this. The problem is there's moves, and the very crowds that will say, hey, let's let these convicted killers make money off this, they're the very people that are going, we need a hate crime law because you hurt somebody's feelings. So, you know, when I hear about free speech, I say, I think, yeah, people do need free speech, but here's the problem. If somebody writes a poem or somebody from prison writes a book and he can get a publisher for the book and it isn't about the crime they committed, then I think that's free speech. I mean, if I go to prison for some trumped-up charge, you know, because I'm a political prisoner, I should be able to write a book, have it published outside, and have that proceeds go to my family. But if I start, you know, running around making money directly off the crime, which then they'll argue, well, you're making money off the crime because you are famous because you're in there and because of the crime you committed, you know, then they can say, even if it isn't about the crime, you can't make money. But, I mean, there's got to be a point here, folks, because I don't think prisoners should be stopped from being able to write, being able to lecture, and being able to get information out, because about half people in prison really are innocent and shouldn't be there. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, now with the DNA, it's showing around a third of rapes and murders are totally innocent. See, I'm for the death penalty, except if our government's so corrupt and so untrustworthy that we can't trust them. They're so much more criminal than the average criminal that they can't be trusted to dispense it. But bags of pus, like this individual that murdered these four women, no. You know, there should be some taste here. And this organization, the Fortune Society, should have that taste. And, you know, sure, they got their free speech, but this free speech debate wouldn't even have come up if they weren't doing this. And now we wouldn't be in danger of prisoners losing their free speech. So it's distasteful, it's disgusting, and it makes me want to vomit all over this microphone. And so that's what I have to say to our guest, who I appreciate having the courage to come on. Joanne Page, you're with the Fortune Society. You can respond to that if you like.
Sure. Well, you said a lot. I agree with you about the free speech issue. I think that what we've got is, in our country right now, we lock up a higher percentage of our population and a greater number of people than anywhere else in the world. And you've got people who are in there for doing terrible crime and people who did nothing. People
yeah, we're 4% of the population. We've got 25% of the world prison population.
Yeah, and that's not something to be proud of in a country that talks about liberty.
Yeah, but we know that the scumbags like the serial killer torturing women, that guy needs to be dead. He doesn't need to be making money.
Well, you know something? He has gotten four consecutive life sentences. He's been punished. He's not ever getting out. And I think that you have a couple of different things happening. You've got the crime. You've got the punishment. Those are happening. I would not argue with the punishment. You've got a situation where terrible damage was done 8 years ago, and this man will be in prison for the rest of his life. But that doesn't mean that he can't write, that he can't draw a picture and get it out there, that he doesn't have rights under the Constitution that are different than his rights to walk out. He's never going to see the street.
But I think that, I mean, I really think that if it's murder, And obviously, folks, free speech means you need to be able to make money off of it. Just putting something out, people can't pay to get it out to folks if it doesn't make money. I understand that equation. People write me letters saying I should make my videos and give them out for free. Well, I couldn't even make the videos if I didn't sell them, folks. I mean, that's just how a free market works. But we have to find a balance here, and really, I think you're going to end up losing your right to even sell anybody's pictures by going out, and there should be some self-enforcement. There's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, and I don't think you guys should, I think you should selectively, you can decide. That's not censorship. Censorship is if you go to try and stop them from getting out their work. But it is selective, simple pruning to not take any type of evil you can imagine.
Well, here's where we draw our line. We would take a picture that we consider destructive or violent or connected to a person's crime. But what we do, and we've been doing this for years, is any prisoner who gets released, who walks in our doors, gets help, gets services. Because if people get help and don't do new crimes, everybody benefits. We use the same philosophy with our art show. We put a word out there. We got entries from over 30 states. What we do essentially is we say, if you want to share the art that you've done and try to get some money for it, and the money is very limited, we start them at $15. We've capped this category of pictures at $250. Nobody's going to get rich off this. But we would not say to a person, what crime were you convicted of? Because we're not going to get into the story of what the crime was, whether the person was guilty or not. You're seeing people
but I'm
right
sure
now.
You know that the art dealers who buy these walk right out the door and sell them for $20,000.
Well, you know something? They also could communicate directly with him and get pictures and sell them for $20,000. We can control what we do, and what we do is take prisoners from around the country who are working on rehabilitating themselves through art and let them have a forum for the art.
Listen, we have to consciously talk about this. Obviously, I don't want... I mean, it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one man who's innocent.
We're some of the few people who believe that then, Alex. The laws have changed tremendously around that. I agree with you.
I know, but I'm telling you, somebody who brutally sodomizes and murders women brutally, he shouldn't...
He's in for the rest of his life.
I don't care. Listen, I'm telling you, I think some of what you do is admirable. But I'm telling you, by doing this, you're going to end up losing and letting control freaks get in there and use this as a poster child, pun intended, to restrict free speech. Just watch.
I'm afraid you're right, and I'm not happy about it, but I think that if the alternative is not to let any prisoners get their art out, that's a lousy alternative.
I'm just saying, you know what? They don't control you. These prisoners don't control you. You don't have to take it from murdering clowns and, just literal demons. You don't have to have communiques with actual pit of hell creatures.
See, we don't ask a person what they're convicted of, and we don't go into the nature of the conviction or whether the convictions are correct. What we simply do once a year is we let prisoners who are interested in art and who do pictures get a chance to exhibit them and get them out there. And that's all we do in terms of the art. What we do in our counseling, what we do in our work directly with clients, is we work on accountability. We work on teaching people how to hold a job.
Well, that's good, but the press is trying to frame this that you guys make more than just a pittance on it.
Well, here's what's funny about it, right? First of all, if the press had not gotten involved in this, this picture probably would have gone for $30, $40, $50, okay? Because of what the press has done, there's been all this talk about lots of money, and there may be people who approach him to try to sell pictures at much higher prices than the $250 we're capping it at. We don't take a penny out of this. What we do is we do this as a service, because part of what our job is to say that there are people behind bars.
And so,
have done bad things. There are people who may have done nothing.
And so, your argument is that instead of getting involved in picking and choosing, you guys are just totally, equal opportunity to everybody.
Well, we do it on the merit of the picture. If we think it's something destructive, we don't use it. If we think it's something that shows some talent and creativity, we do. That's it. And the punishment, what you should have in any system is you should have crime prevention, you should have punishment, and you should have rehabilitation. The punishment happens in these cases. What we consider art to be a form of is rehabilitation. If somebody earns a bit of money on it and they can use it for commissary or use it for art supplies, we're glad to see that happen because counseling has gone down in prisons, drug treatment has gone down, college has vanished, art programs aren't there. What does somebody do?
I'll tell you what, let's talk about this for a couple more minutes on the other side if you can, Joanne. I tell you, this is really, there's a few things that confuse me. This is one of them.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, our current guest, our third guest today, and I'll take some phone calls coming up in the next two segments before we wrap the show and hit on some other top news we haven't even mentioned yet, but, you know, people can argue all day that, oh, we've got to selectively... Or not be selective and just sell any of this art. But we're a prison rehabilitation program, and I can understand that. But imagine how this sounds, how this is billed. They're making money off of killers' art, and it makes me sick. It makes me angry. And now these politicians are going to use this to restrict free speech. And I just I just think, as a cautionary note and tale, you have to then not have any truck with these individuals because the establishment is going to use them as poster boys, regardless of the true nature of what you're doing. Now, your comment on that, Joanne Page?
Well, a couple of things. I have an issue with what the politicians are doing with it, and I have an issue with what the media is doing with it. But I don't think you restrict free speech because of fear of that. If we said we only have free speech for people we admire, who say things we value, we don't have free speech.
Well, understand, I'm not saying that these guys shouldn't be able to sell their artwork, and I understand what you're saying is they're already finding sickos to buy it. I understand you're, you know, buying artwork of some 15-year-old who was caught with a bag of cocaine. First offense got 5 years. I think you should be able to write poetry, you know, do whatever, and make money off of it. Hope he makes $1 million. I just think violent offenders, when it reaches this certain bar level, should need to be in a big, dark, dirty hole for the rest of their lives and not making money. But listen, I don't think they should be working in the prisons and making money for these private corporations. That's an incentive to put innocent people in prison. I'm against it all. It just makes me, all I know is it makes me sick.
I hear you, and I'm kind of sickened by the media that happened, because nobody's looking at the work of any of these other artists. Nobody's looking at the issues of rehabilitation. And in all honesty, what they've done by broadcasting it in this way is they've opened old wounds for the family members of the people who got killed. We do an art show, and we get art, and we put it out, and normally we don't know anything about the background of people who did it. All we know is, in this example, this is a picture of Jesus in the desert done on crayon. And we put a maximum price that we think doesn't exploit a person's history. And when somebody's locked up and punished, being locked up for the rest of your life is the punishment for the crime. If this man wrote an editorial and got paid for it, I'd have no issue with it. If this man drew a crayon picture and got paid for it, I'd have no issue for it. The only reason the crime is coming in is because the media is hyping it so much in Boston. And that's driving up the price.
Well, yeah, people are going to buy these. And
well, we've capped it, so there's a limit to how high the price is going to go.
But 10 minutes later, it's going to be selling for 100 times that.
Yeah, but some sick person can contact the worst killer he knows who's doing time and buy something from him. You know, that's not in our control.
Well, I think in the final equation, it has just been hyped out of control and is just propaganda, anti-free speech propaganda.
Yeah, and I think there are two basic values under here for me. One is free speech. You don't have to like the person. You don't have to like what the person did. But as long as it's not destructive speech, like, you know, the fire in a crowded theater, I think it should be out there. The second thing is rehabilitation. You want people who are incarcerated to be getting a chance to develop their own humanity so that when they come out, because 97% of
people... I know, but what I'm saying is...
You want people rehabilitating because they're going to come home most of the time.
Exactly, but what I'm saying is that this is going to be used to clamp down on communications by prisoners, period, in this giant military-industrial prison slave grid complex that is the biggest sector of the economy now, that is the new America.
That's the crime, Alex. That's the crime.
Oh, believe me, I'm fully aware of it. I just know how they work, and it just makes me boil I'm not trying to attack you when you came on. I am emotional at a certain level. I mean, I'm more angry at the establishment. It's just that the way this world works, everything is done in symbols and logos and is just simply communicated. And so when you get into the details, you find out, you know, that what you're doing, I would have to say, isn't bad. But just the way it's going to be sold and promoted, just what I got from this Reuters article is that you're like evil scumballs making money off death.
Right. And I think what you got to do is fight the distortion. You can't live in a way that says, I won't speak because it can provoke a dangerous response.
Hey,
you
listen.
You got to speak and fight the response.
We're on the same page there. I still think that, I mean, I wouldn't want to get anywhere near some serial killer's art. It just makes, it gives me the creeps, but I understand what you're doing. You know, 98% of it isn't killers or serial killers. So I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for the time, and keep up the good work out there.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Jake and JC and others will take a few of your calls here in a moment. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Jam a few of you in here. Move through your calls quickly, hopefully. 1-800-259-9231. I was just talking to somebody up at the network. I'm not going to say who. And their girlfriend's uncle was killed by John Wayne Gacy. And the person I was talking to said it was always strange, and that the families talked about, you know, why do people buy his art? You know, why was it popular? He did a lot of it, and these sickos would pay for it. I wouldn't want that hanging in my house or hanging in my office. I mean, what on earth is wrong with people? And so you get a nice organization that goes out and gets, you know, people who are in jails artwork and sells it and stuff, and you know, they have a right to make money. I mean, the argument is, well, make them work doing something for society, busting rocks or building widgets. That takes your job, folks. That is actually hurting you. 20 cents an hour. By the way, if they don't do that, they get literally, what is it? I think a meal a day is like 89 cents or something on average, or Pio's got it down to like 75 cents. Horrible pieces of bread falling apart with a piece of bologna, a little bag of cheap chips, maybe one or two little carrots. I mean, some of these places, they get nothing. It's lies about the color TVs and the hot tubs and the cable. It just isn't true. I mean, maybe it's some of these club fed places, you know, where it's lower level security. But medium security, maximum security, these are hell holes where they do medical experiments on them, you name it. And most of them are innocent, folks. You go, wait a minute, I heard the article where they released a guy who killed three people. I heard about the article where... Yes, that's the incredible part. I've seen national statistics. Hardcore killers and rapists, normally spend less time than, say, people for drug convictions. It's amazing. I mean, they want the nice little pothead who'll do the work. He isn't getting out. I've got some really important articles here. Here's one out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. And it says, Iraqi cancer birth defects blamed on U.S. depleted uranium. And then they admit it's exploding. More than a tripling. Our troops have had a tripling. They've had more than a tripling because they're not just there a year and then rotate out. They're always there. And has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, it says here. So you rarely see that in the mainstream news, but here it is. And then interesting article here out of Las Vegas. Chemtrails are over Las Vegas. I want to mention that article as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Jake in Kansas City. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing today, sir?
Good. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I was calling to give you a little police state update from here in Kansas City. Pardon me. I was being trailed by a motorcycle cop on the Kansas side of the state line here in Kansas City. Drove through a yellow light, was partially red as I went through it. In a big commercial vehicle, he immediately pulls me over. We get into a quick exchange over whether or not I was through the intersection while it was red. I said, well, how about the cameras on the poles? Could they be the tiebreaker? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, a switch went off in his head. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no cameras here. Those are not cameras. And I'm like, you know, I see them. They're right there. What is that? He goes, those are Department of Defense sensors. Those are not cameras. They do not record moving images. And I said, okay, well, if they're sensors, what are they sensing if it's not photographs? He started his sentence and then stopped it and then wrote me a ticket and continued on his way. Wouldn't finish the
But
story.
He was honest because MIT Magazine and several other major government publications admit that the Department of Defense designed the grid, had it put in by the states with federal money, and they literally call it a control grid. I didn't invent that. We are literally having a prison grid built on us, and this guy blurped this out, huh? It's real funny.
So I was calling to see if you knew, do those record moving images?
I have to look at the sensor. I can tell you what the sensor is. Like I said, San Antonio, and I've been all over the country, folks. San Antonio is the first place I ever saw with them. I know Indiana was the second to get them once we got documents on it. And then now they've gone in coast to coast, even four-way stops in the middle of nowhere. I've seen them up in Minnesota. Well, let me tell you, I mean, they have little antenna arrays. They have little infrared scanners. They have license plate scanners. They have a special scanner that even if there is an illuminance paint built into the tags like we have in Texas, the plates, the computer actually reads numbers. So it's a camera, but they call it a scanner. And then it can instantly read just hundreds of numbers, hundreds of plates a second. And those have already gone up nationwide. From San Diego to Austin, Texas. So I'd have to, and in some cases, sensors are so close to each other, like they'll have the same housing, you'll have to get right up on the pole, or you'll have to have binoculars, and then try to focus up on it and back off a ways and then use the binoculars to give you an even closer view onto the pole to actually see what the device is. But, it isn't just that they're Department of Defense sensors. It's all Department of Defense, Bubba. That's what Homeland Security is. It is the militarization, the takeover of America.
Thoroughly agree.
It's Gestapo taking control of the Fuhrer. I mean, it's the end of the country. Bye-bye, America. Put a plant some daisies on top of the plot. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry us home. I mean, they're with pleasure drawing the knife across the throat, the arteries starting to spew and splatter, and they're going to keep going to the next one, and pretty soon there won't be no coming home. And all those cops and all those government people would have broken Humpty Dumpty, and there'll be no putting it back together again without totally revamping the country. And their kids and their future and everything's gone. But they don't care. They love it. Thanks for the call. They just absolutely love leaving 20-plus thousand POWs to die in World War II publicly. They absolutely love the troops breathing DU. They love dying of cancer. They love injecting their children themselves with deadly poison. They love drinking fluoride water. They just laugh at us and go, give me a big old goblet. I love it. That Alex is a liar. I love the government. I love it. I love it. I mean, really, that's the attitude. It's just a wanton evil, just a wanton self-destructiveness. I got a shaved head and I got a black uniform and I don't care that they're using me. I want to exercise power, and I'm going to do it. That's the attitude right there. Just, I'm going to keep my power. Don't you try to tell me nothing, boy. Raris in Connecticut, up there in devil worship country. How you doing, Raris?
that's what you always call it, huh?
Well, I mean, no, there's a lot of great folks, I'm sure, in Connecticut, but
yeah, I know.
It's got one of the biggest concentrations of sacrifice.
I wasn't even at Yale. I was at UConn. And I heard about S&B, so it's not really news to me. I was going to make two comments. One about this prison art thing. Couldn't there be sort of a bar drawn where murderers and rapists and so on, instead of being able to sell their art, that it could be only rented for an exhibition for a really measly amount. So it's never on the black market. It's never out there for someone to just abuse it, you know.
Well, you're right. Actually, by restricting it, you're going to jack up the price and really make it valuable.
Except it can never be bought. That's the whole idea. It can never be bought. It can only be rented.
So you're saying that way they still get their free speech. They just don't get to make money off of it.
Exactly.
But I think the renting would be making money though. But I mean, I see what you're saying. Look, I don't want to restrict free speech, but I mean, somebody's got to have some taste. I mean, people shouldn't be running around selling John Wayne Gacy stuff.
Well, hey, people are paying paying $10,000 for Furbies. Are we really surprised about this?
They're paying. Excuse me. They're doing what?
Back in the, you know, some of those fads with the kids' toys, and they were paying $10,000 on eBay for these things because I don't know, they don't have control over their kids' bank accounts. And anyway, the other comment I wanted to make is for anybody who doubts some of the things that are going on, as said, with the prison system that's being set up around us. Even in the long shot that we have a wonderful government and this is just somebody hedging their bets, this is a government that has no faith in its citizens. How can we have faith in them?
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. There's just a lot of bad things that are happening. And it's getting worse, and the criminals in government are all protected, and so for these massive crimes, they get off scot-free, and they do more and more and more, and then every time I go to a national park or a state park, they're just rude to me and rude to other people. I talked about how they were rude to me at Enchanted Rock, and I got a bunch of emails, you know, well-written, nice emails. It's just amazing. People are upset about what's happening. I mean, when you can't even go to... When I was a little kid, people were nice to you. Cops were nice. Park rangers were nice. Government isn't nice now. They just walk around with their eyes bugged out, feeling like, as one emailer said, it's their own private nature preserve, and they'd get paid to be enjoying it if you just weren't there, you scum. And you're like, Alex, what does that have to do with anything, park rangers being rude? It's an indicator. It's an arrogance. It's an attitude. I mean, look, we had a bunch of yuppie kids in Westlake in a public park advertising it, not making a big deal out of it, but not acting like it was some secret thing. Just out there boxing with big old 16-ounce gigantic gloves. And I saw a video clip of it on the news. I mean, it was a joke. Little scrawny guys that out there just going through a manhood ritual, I guess, boxing with each other. So what? And some people got some bruises. So what? I mean, this country was founded on stuff like that. I mean, 50 years ago, most young men were in golden gloves, and they'd at least go to a year or two of boxing. I know that, you know, most of my family was in boxing. So what? People would go meet under a tree and have boxing matches. And if somebody, you know what? If two young men were getting into a fight at school, the coach would literally grab them by the scruff of the neck, drag them outside, put gloves on, and say, all right, you're going to do 12 rounds. And by the time they were puking from being so tired and totally exhausted and bruised, they became friends and never fought again. Oh, no, you don't do that now. You go shoot each other. That's what you do. But the indicator here is they had some reports 20, some 15. The cops say only 12. Yesterday it was 10, now it's 12. You know, special tactical teams sneaking around in the woods, and they run up on these yuppie kids in their polo shirts, driving their Mercedes-Benz, and they're out there under a tree boxing with these huge, huge full-size, you know, not training gloves, boxing gloves on, they arrest them, and it's a big statewide investigation, and now there's talk of banning dojos and sparring, and just you just can't do that. And again, they've banned tag. They arrest you if they catch you doing it, or at least take it to the principal's office. I have seen cases of arrest being made for dodgeball. They ban it. Middle school kids sneak a ball in their bag. They all go behind the cafeteria, whereas we were behind the cafeteria smoking cigarettes in high school. I guess now they go behind the cafeteria and play dodgeball. That's the big, evil, dirty criminal thing to do. Did you bring the little rubber softball? Yes, I brought it. Here it is. We're going to do something really radical now. And confirmed reports, you know, down in San Antonio, troops swaggering around the middle schools to keep the kids in line. You know, this is enslavement. This is not a free society. This is government saying, we own you. Well, I got news for you. You don't own me, you idiots. And by the way, you're not part of this system either. This system's going to take your pension fund. This system's going to rape you. They've said they're going to do it, you idiots. I'm talking to people that think they're part of this system and that are very naive. Listen to me. Our entire society is in grave danger. And if you don't have the moral courage to have some self-preservation in you, then I have no respect for you. Oh, I'm so sick of it. Classical tyranny is unfolding. We just came upon a new document today that the Department of Defense is just now putting out that we're writing an article on. And I'll tell you details of it tomorrow. You're not going to... Well, I guess you will believe it. Here's one that's up on InfoWars.com right now we put together. NBC's Law and Order implies that Minutemen are murderers. A listener sent us to the link. And they have the description on the website about the evil Minutemen and the murder investigation, how the Minutemen are killing innocent people. They're so evil. And I wrote this comment this morning. Because the Minutemen are doing a great job and now receiving support from governors and congressmen, the controlled media is turning up the heat with TV shows based on fraudulent scenarios where Minutemen are out murdering innocent people. Perception becomes reality. This is pure slander designed to demonize anyone fighting to maintain U.S. sovereignty. 90% of the propaganda that InfoWars.com tracks isn't in news articles or on news shows. It's in fiction programs. That is where the battle for the people's minds is being waged predominantly, and we need to be aware of it. And then here it is, episode 16. Murdered of smuggling trucker could be linked to Border Patrol group. When the owner of a big rig trucking company is shot to death, Detectives Fontaine and Green learned that the victim was hauling illegal aliens and suspect a member, Daniel Roebuck, Citizens Border Patrol group, but their only witness is an undocumented Hispanic woman who risks deportation if she testifies. Meanwhile, Prosecutor McCoy is incensed when the witness is physically intimidated as he tries to turn one organization member against the other. Oh, see, the Minutemen are being mean to the poor Hispanic lady. You see, when they can't get any real events, they just manufacture them. So now when Minutemen are out there on the border, there'll be some weak-minded cops pull up, and in their head, these are killers. And see, all that's simulated. All the psychological studies show that the brain interprets all this as real. And they've got 100 TV shows I've seen just when I used to watch TV, where guns are evil, gun owners are all murderers, people that talk about one world government are psychotic killers that abuse their children. they show on TV shows where people get arrested for talking about the New World Order. Just, you're being conditioned. I mean, let me ask the cops something. Do you like being brainwashed? Do you like them calling you stupid? Do you like them laughing at you? Do you like it? Do you like what they're doing to you? Do you like going along with it? Do you like being fools? I know a lot of you aren't fools, and you just, you know what's going on, but you just keep your head down. Well, America can't survive if we just keep our head down. You know, there is a time to hold them and to fold them and to walk away and to run, but there's also a time to get up and get in people's faces and take action and be aggressive. And they can't bring us all down. They can't stop us all. I know a lot of you signed up to defend this country. Let me tell you something. You've been incrementally warped and turned to the dark side, and you better wake up to what you're part of right now. This republic is being destroyed. The terrorists are in control of the intelligence agencies and in control of the White House. They're carrying out the terror. And more prominent people are telling it like it is. Join us. Defend the Republic. Take a final call. Hit a few final news items on the other side. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Opinion police, government minions, people listening right now on the radio, your bosses put cancer viruses in the vaccines you took. They put mercury in them on purpose. Why? Because they're just going to make more money when you're in their hospitals. They want to consolidate control. They brainwash the doctors. They give them false medical handbooks. They teach them false systems. They give them false diagnoses. That's just one little area of this. And again, it's so evil, you can't face it, you can't deal with it. Well, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, everything we've talked about has come true. I'm sorry that we've been right. I don't like what's happening. It freaks me out. But I know this. Things aren't getting better by doing nothing and by going along with this. I want to try to go to Dylan and a few others that are patiently holding before we end this broadcast today. I'm not going to belabor this, but if you want to support us, and you believe in what we're doing, and you want to get the word out, and you want to affect change, and you want to get videos that are banned on military bases in this country because they're so effective and because they're waking the troops up, please go to Infowars.com and get Martial Law, get Codex Magica, get Descent into Tyranny, get the videos, the books on tape, the pro-America, pro-Second Amendment t-shirts, liberal t-shirts, by the way, anti-gun, you're not conservative. You need to have these materials. You need to defend the country. You need to let people know we're not going along with it. They've been sending up their trial balloons, and we've been saying no to them, and that's good news, but we're not out of the woods yet. So Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can see all 13 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special reports. We got two new special reports coming up this week. One, a video interview I did with the father of weather weapons. And another I did with Watson and his brother here in studio a few days ago, the video of that. So a lot more going up there on the site, literally on a weekly basis, well, many times on a daily basis with the audio files. Dylan in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good day, Alex, and good day, everybody. I want to comment on your third interview today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can see why you said you got a little confused there at first. That was a... That was a confusing issue. The right of the convicted, was he convicted as being a child molester, murderer, and he was producing some art that he could sell to the outside world?
Well, no, right? it wasn't a child molester. It was just as bad. He killed women, four women.
Okay.
And my point is that if they take his right away, then everybody loses their right. But here's the other problem in that equation, that is that we just, you know, cannot allow people like that to make money off their crimes.
Okay, so I have another question. What was the art? What did it depict?
A picture of Jesus.
Nothing grotesque, just a picture of Jesus? I'm just curious about the
yes,
art.
Yes, that's a picture of Jesus.
Well, it's a very deep issue. The Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, does say that no person shall be deprived of life or liberty without due process of law. So if their life is not taken because we don't institute the death penalty, then their liberty is being taken is a... It's a complicated issue.
Well, it's cruel and unusual punishment, too. That ties into the Seventh Amendment. We're out of time. I had a bunch of other callers. I apologize to you. Call me back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Of course, we're also here at night, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And you can always find us on the Internet at Infowars.com. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Have a great day. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.